I got a little starstruck for our last question. I was back there, and on my iPad, for a long time, I only had one movie downloaded, and it was The Secret. Because whenever I was flying, I was always flying. I always liked to watch it real quick just to recharge, just to get the reminders. Oh, yeah. Just, you know, get my eye back on the ball, you know, type of thing. And our next questionnaire is in that movie, and she's wonderful. So without any further ado, Marie Diamond is going to come out here.
All right.
Hi, Marie.
Hello. Hi, gentlemen. So I want to end perhaps with a very vulnerable question. So I do believe that the more we let go of pain and regrets and guilt, the more we grow our inner power. And so is there something still in you, or perhaps a technique that you're using to be able to let go? Or is there something right now you feel you have not forgiven, you haven't let go of, that you feel is really showing up in your life? And or is there a way how you use forgiveness to let go and because of that become more powerful inside of yourself?
I mean, the most powerful thing in the world is that true, you know, especially forgiveness of self.
Wow.
I can answer very quickly.
Go ahead.
I still have some forgiving to do. I definitely feel like there's some places in my life where I probably, you know, what is that? Like it petrified in me, you know, it hardened. But I'm chipping. You know, especially
That's
with
good.
Faith, with my wife, with incredible new people, with the idea that, like, even my worst moments can enhance. Like, to be honest, I feel like I'm on a great run. I feel the happiest and healthiest at the same time that I've been in a long time, and it's been for many years that I can say that. So, yeah, I still would. There's still some people, places, and things that I probably need to revisit, and I hope that I get that opportunity to, you know, have those moments of closure, forgiveness, or whatever that looks like. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. David?
Yeah, I obviously every day try to inch away. We talk about a little bit better. I think forgiveness is an underrated superpower. Gratitude is very amplified and is something I amplify, but to research forgiveness, and no surprise to many, I use time. One thing I've learned about the forgiveness of the fears that we have from damage of the past is that there's so much trauma in either past lives, womb trauma, childhood trauma, teenage trauma, 20s, 30s, 40s, and now I have 50s trauma, that I have given up on trying to figure out what I'm afraid of in order to create this forgiveness. And so I just use something that's more instant and obvious, which is the reaction to that fear. And so I constantly forgive myself every day when I react to fear and identify it with patterns. So a need to be offended is one that I have, a need to be right, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful. Maybe some of you have ever felt this way. But the cool thing about it, instead of spending millions of dollars on therapy to find out why I'm so afraid of things because of something that happened when I was 9 that was extremely difficult for me, it's just easy to say, gosh, you're so angry right now. And instead of resisting it and going over it, under it, through it, lying to it, manipulating it, cheating it, or worse, denying it, I've learned just to stop.
Just to let it go?
And breathe. And then I remember and recollect my faith that I know where I want to be or better. And so I have a minutes and moments strategy. And people say, how can I cure feeling guilty? Well, how much time did you spend feeling guilty today? Quantifiably, okay, an hour and a half. Spend an hour and 29 minutes feeling guilty tomorrow. Eventually, you won't feel guilty. But it's instant and obvious. But I don't think anyone could live and not say they don't have people to forgive, circumstances, that all are relative to self. And, you know, I wish I could have been a better father and a better husband for the first 7 years of my life, because I know I was better. But like you, Dane, man, we're on a roll, a serious roll, and we're both simp, which means whipped. We adore our wives. And I can tell you, in my life, nothing's more important. That if my marriage is not right, nothing is right for me. And I go right to forgiveness and say, what did you do?
Yeah.
And forgive yourself.
So you think gratitude and letting go are like two important superpowers?
Superpowers, yeah. For sure. And you've taught me that. And anyone, by the way, I started using Maria Diamond, the app. It's like a simple, pragmatic tool with colors and directions to utilize the energy for business and life. So download that sucker. I like easy cheat codes. This woman is an easy cheat code. And just so you know, I don't know if you know this, Maria, I'm in the second movie in Netflix, Beyond the Secret. And I will tell you, it's not nearly as good as The Secret. Some of the same people, though.
And I'll add, I think that also, like, what I've really, you know, I think is something I'm so incredibly proud of myself is the discipline of not letting myself get into moments where I will need to later forgive or seek forgiveness. I'm talking about living and having that ability to face the, you know, face yourself, face the music, however, whatever good, bad metaphor. And I had something happen recently, and within a 24-hour period less, I had to streamline it and really think about, like, I knew my process to go through it and go, oh, wait, I was thinking of this completely from how I felt or how, and I saw the error in my ways, and I could quickly go and not have to let something harden. So discipline and keeping yourself honest, keeping yourself present. Some of the, you know, the old school forgiveness, it's sometimes because it's scary. It's hard to sit with somebody, you know, knee to knee and look and do what I used to call, because I had a bunch of these where I call hard conversation. I'd like to have a hard conversation with you. I did this with 12 people in my life where I wanted to be more present and honest with who I was. And I wanted to keep their feet to the fire, and I was going to ask some hard questions of them. Some of those relationships got better from, you know, looking at each other and having this. Some of them were emotional, and some of them ended. It was the season of, but we knew. We knew that we'd gotten what we needed in that journey, and doesn't mean can't pick up later, but the discipline so you don't have to get to a place where you're contemplating being forgiven or vice versa. And also, the hardest part, which is when you want or expect somebody to come to you, and it's their moment to, like, fall on the sword, and you're not going to get it, and being able to know that's okay, too. That's harder.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The legend, Marie Diamond.
Marie.